So, do we leave the lights on, or how do we do this? Yeah. The volume is on. Let's just test it real quick. And then it can be those who are sound will come in a few seconds. Okay. It works. Overhaul. Yeah. See, it's good to get it through Varnashrama promos.
Yes.
Yeah. I do it differently. No. There's two ways to do it. And this is not it. No, you can get the full screen if you do it with the VLC. It'll come, yeah. Actually includes all the first three that we mentioned.
The current civilization, with its emphasis on ever-increasing material production and consumption, is destroying our planet. Material production and consumption is poisoning the air, it's poisoning the land, it's poisoning the water. It is causing people to engage in intense conflict for the control of material resources. It is also causing them to neglect the real purpose of human life. And this causes many psychological problems and social problems in our modern human civilization. Scientists who have really studied the environmental crisis in greatest detail say it is really a spiritual problem that needs a spiritual solution. Why do we have this problem? It's because of the greed that's in the human heart. People want to produce and consume more and more material things. And in doing that, they're destroying their own environment, destroying the foundation for their own happy life. So the solution is, you have to go into the heart, you have to change the hearts of people and get them to live lives of voluntary simplicity with a spiritual purpose.
In a modern city, people really don't know each other at all. You don't know the person who lives three doors this side and two doors that side. So you grow up anonymous. You grow up unprotected, unnurtured by the rest of adult community. Therefore, you feel that you don't fit into adult community. So you form your own community. So the modern day cities of Europe and America are being filled up by gangs. Gangs of unprotected, unnurtured by the rest of adult community. Therefore, you feel that you don't fit into adult community. So you form your own community. So the modern day cities of Europe and America are being filled up by gangs. Gangs of unproductive youngsters who have nothing to do, and there's no nature for them is concrete. So what a bleak prospect for the human spirit to look out of your window and see concrete. But if you can look out of your window and see a beautiful village in which all the glories of nature are there, in which all the products that you need are coming from the earth, then there's a reassurance there. It takes an entire village to give a child, a growing child, the morality, the nurture, the spirituality that he or she will need as an intelligent, active, compassionate human being.
We needed an artificial economy, depending on an artificial standard of wealth, paper money, which changes its value very regularly. So a person may work very hard and thinking they're saving for their retirement, but by the time they come to retirement, their money becomes worthless. We see this going on in many places in the world today. People have invested in the stock market, the stock values have collapsed, and they've lost half or more of their savings. If we want to understand the future situation, we can understand it simply by understanding the present and then extrapolating. In other words, these practices of tamagun, of the mode of ignorance, they are still very prevalent in society. If they continue, we can be assured that the economic practices will also continue, and that the economic problems that we face will become worse and worse and worse. Economics will be used to serve one class of people at the expense of many. There will be widespread economic problems that bring a lot of suffering to people.
Also a movement for alternative living. Alternative living means a social structure, a way of living, gaining one's food, pursuing an occupation, having an education that is alternative to a modern society that in some ways many sociologists and analysts concede that it has taken a detour. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami had a different solution. He had seen how capitalism worked in a British India of 250 years. He had also seen how communism had worked. And he had a third alternative, and that was the village.
It deserves the proper that we should have agriculture, where we produce our own food, eat, live a very simple life. and happily chant Hare Krishna. We live in a city with a lot of congestions and pollutions. Our chanting is not peaceful. Our relationship also is affected by the tension in the city. Today we live in a city, but very soon the city is going to be destroyed. Where will we be? Do we want to wait until that time when things are out of hand? Or want to get ready? For those who are intelligent, they should make arrangement now, because when we do things in passion, there is always a chance of making a lot of mistakes. So we should perform any austerity that it takes to make it happen. And we have to do it. Otherwise, we're going to do it. Srila Prabhupada has given assignment. It is not something that is impossible. If it is not proper, I will not say it. It is possible and it is feasible. It is necessary. There's an absolute need, necessity for it. Therefore, he wanted it to take place. Do we want to continue this dangerous life? We want to live a peaceful life. That comes from Banasham, organized society. Everything is properly arranged in such a way that everyone benefits.
So we need to be smarter people. Not just working hard that is going on. Must work smart, and this is working smart. God has, He is Vishwambhar, He is a maintainer. He has made the provision. So things will come, naturally they will come your way, all your necessities will come. You don't have to run behind them. You run behind God, necessities will run in your direction. Keep it simple. Stupid. Oh, stupid, keep it simple.
The mission of life, according to the Vedic teachings, is to become self-realized. That is the primary mission of life. And in order to help realize this primary mission of life, it is important to follow and establish the most natural social system which will favor this primary mission of life. And that is by establishing an agrarian-based culture, agrarian-based society. Vedic culture is especially promoting and demonstrating how, when individuals live within an agrarian-based lifestyle, then that is the best system, the most ideal system, the more natural system, the most scientific system by which one can actually realize the real purpose and the real mission of life.
There should be a thorough overhauling of the social system, and society should revert to the Vedic principles, that is, the four varnas and the four ashramas. That's the direct quote given by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Sri Radhamara Namaha ki. Jai Sri Kornitai ki. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Gauda Premanande. We have time for this other? About 10 minutes. About 10 minutes. Yeah. This is also recently put together, giving a little insight as to some of the activities taking place at our small community, which is called Sayadri Sri Krishna Balaram Kshetra. It is at the foothills of the Sayadri Mountains. I'm sure many of you. Sayadri Mountain Range. Yeah, it goes for quite a few hundred.
Western Ghats,
yeah. Well, it covers many states, so don't fight over it. It's in my state. No, my state. Sayadri, for everyone's information, happens to be, there are approximately 32 or 34 what is called biodiversity hotspots on the planet. This is one of them, where there is a large variety of fauna and flora. Yeah, so a lot of good place to grow natural herbs, etc., like that. Okay. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. And Sayadri is not spelt like that. It's Sahya. I did mention, not fully edited yet. Those who have been to South India will recognize. Very green. Some of the residents, a few of them will be interviewed. Our two bullocks, Bala and Krishna. We've been reviving a lot of the traditional technologies, what we call village technologies. You'll be seeing in a few minutes how to bring water and then organic farming. We have a 3-month course every year, Varnashram College, January to March. Growing our own rice, paddy. Giriraj Prabhu is looking after the agricultural department, and his brother a little bit before that looking after our goshala. We have about 20 cows, local breeds. The whole principle, viticulture, localized living. Don't have to bring your food to get it done through machine and whatnot. It's more fresh, more pure when doing it by hand. It takes longer time. This is called, what's it called? Persian wheel system of raising water from the well. We have open well, about 10, I guess 15 feet. And we use this in the dry season to water some portions of our land. Many of these things, of course, nowadays are practically forgotten in India. People are using rather, what is it, bore wells and extracting water at a very alarming rate so that they can have 3 crops for selling mostly. So things are meant to be done more in the mode of goodness, respecting nature, not just exploiting. One crop is actually sufficient to feed. We grew our own sugar cane, and this is extracting the juice from the sugar cane. Then we boil that and make our own jaggery or gur. Yeah. So one of our students, Varnashram College, from Indonesia, This is another student from South America. Different techniques or ways.
Hare Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Raghava Swami Dinamini Namaste Gaur Sevayam Sadani Veditatmani Yuvado Prabhupadatam Varnashrama Prachayami Hare Krishna. I am Sundar Ananda Das. I am resident of Sahyadri Shri Krishna Balaram Kshetra. My main seva is here, DT seva, and also other sevas like agriculture and go seva also. I help here in Krishna Balaram Kshetra in all other various services, and I am very happy to taking part as a disciple of my His Holiness Bhakti Raghava Swami Maharaj. We are grihasthas here, not only grihasthas like brahmacharis and all other varnas and ashramas, ashramas are staying here, staying as a community here. We feel very happy.
Hare Krishna, na peru Giriraj Das. Nenu ikkada 2006 lo 4 years nunchi ikkada untunnanu. చాలా మంచిగా గోసేవ వ్యవసాయము చాలా మంచిగా చూసుకుంటున్నాము. ఇక్కడ హిస్ హోలీనెస్ భక్తి రాఘవ స్వామి మహారాజ్, మా గురు మహారాజు ఇక్కడ మాకు మంచి డైరెక్షన్ ఇస్తున్నారు. మేము ఇక్కడ అందరం కలిసి ఒక టీం, ఒక గ్రూప్గా అందరం కలిసి అందరం సంతోషంగా మంచి సేవ చేస్తూ ఉన్నాం ఇక్కడ కృష్ణ బలరామ క్షేత్రంలో.
లక్ష్మీనాథ్ దాస్, నేను గోసేవ చేస్తుంటాను. గోసేవలో ఆవులు, 7 ఆవులు ఉంటుంది, ఇంకా 11 బుల్స్ ఉంటుంది. ఆ 7 ఆవులలో ప్రస్తుతం 3 మాత్రం పాలిస్తున్నది. లేగర్లను ఫామ్లోనే కట్టేసి బయటకు మిగతా అన్నిటిని పంపిస్తాను. మార్నింగ్ పంపించే టైం అంటే మార్నింగ్ 7 o'clock పంపిస్తాను. మధ్యలో మధ్యాహ్నం సమయంలో చూస్తుంటాను అన్నిటిని, ఒక్కోసారి చూసి వస్తాను, కొద్దిసేపు జపం చేస్తాను. తర్వాత వచ్చి ఇంకా ఇక్కడ ఏమైనా పర్సనల్ సేవలు ఉంటే అవి ఉంటే చేసి మళ్ళీ సాయంత్రం వాళ్ళను సాయంత్రం 4:30 అన్నిటిని తీసుకొచ్చి కట్టేస్తాను. అంటే ఫస్ట్ గడ్డేసిపోయి తీసుకొచ్చి కట్టేస్తాను. అలా చేయడం వల్ల ఏంటంటే వాళ్ళు ఎక్కడ పరిగెత్తారు, తినుకుంటుంటారు. అది ఆవులను చూడాలంటే నాకు గోసేవ అంటే ఇష్టం కాబట్టి దీన్ని ఎంతో ఉత్సాహంతో చేస్తున్నాను. నాకు వీలైనంత ఉత్సాహంతో చేస్తున్నాను, చాలా గోసేవ చేయడంలో ఆనందమే ఉన్నది. ఇక్కడ ఈ సహ్యాద్రి శ్రీకృష్ణ బలరామ క్షేత్రంలో 3 సంవత్సరాలు అవుతుంది. 3 సంవత్సరాల నుంచి ఈ గోసేవ చేస్తున్నాను. ఊళ్ళ పేర్లు చెప్తున్నాను. ఫస్ట్ సుభద్ర లక్ష్మి, సుభద్ర లక్ష్మి నారాయణ సీత, వీళ్ళది ఒక ఫ్యామిలీ.
ఓకే
ఓకే. తర్వాత ఇక వేరువేరు రాధ, గౌరీ, దేవకి, నంద, వాళ్ళదొక అంటే వాళ్ళ సుభద్ర లక్ష్మి వీళ్ళందరిది ఒక్కొక్క ఫ్యామిలీ. మిగతా వాళ్ళేమో వాళ్ళు సెపరేట్ వేరు ఉంటారు. మొత్తం దేవకి, నంద, గౌరీ, మళ్ళా గౌరీ, గౌరాంగి, గౌర, బల, కృష్ణ, బలరామ్, జగన్నాథ్, సుబ్బు, నితాయ్ వీళ్ళందరూ ఉన్నారు. పేర్లు చాలా బాగున్నాయి.
Our first child born actually.
Guru Padu Harir Nabhi Paripurnakasvayam Katim Raja Paripadu Rudayam Padmanabhascha Bhujau Govardhanadha.
We gave him the name Haripada. Haripada.
Krishnam Patva Asuradhvamsi ఓం స్వస్తినో భగవంద స్వస్తినో అచ్యుదానంతో స్వస్తినో వాసుదేవ విష్ణు దాతు స్వస్తినో నారాయణ నరో వై స్వస్తిన పద్మనాభ పురుషోత్తమ దాతు స్వస్తినో విశ్వక్షేణ విశ్వేశ్వర.
ప్రాజెక్ట్ ఇస్ స్టిల్ ఇన్ ఇట్స్ ఎర్లీ ఫార్మేషన్. About 15 devotees, 20 cows, and various activities are taking place. Society means having grandfathers, grandmothers, grandchildren, a mixture like that. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. So this gives a little glimpse of a few things. If anyone has any questions or comments, I'll be happy to. Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Maharaj, for a very inspiring talk and also the videos. The question that I have is that we often hear in our ISKCON community itself, in talks given by various acharyas,
yes,
that in this current modern world, modern age, most of us are born sudras. I've often heard that.
Yeah.
And so I was going to ask, what is the significance of that statement? Does it give then sudras an opportunity to advance along the lines that you have talked about in the modern world, knowing that they are not yet at that higher stage?
Yes.
And that it may also be part of some plan in Kali Yuga.
Maybe part of some?
Some plan in Kali Yuga.
Some plan in Kali Yuga?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So, the statement that in Kali, actually the statement is that in Kali Yuga, not only in modern, in our modern age, in Kali Yuga, Kalo Shudra Sambhava, that particular explanation is given that in Kali Yuga, everyone is actually born Shudra. And Kali Yuga is generally meant for being the most degraded of all ages. Majority of people are in the lower modes of nature, especially in the mode of ignorance, which means Shudra. Now, fortunately, it is not that because someone is influenced by the mode of ignorance that one has to remain in ignorance. Rather, human form of life, when directed by qualified, let's say, leadership, spiritual leadership, enlightened spiritual leadership, and enlightened, let's say, material leadership, also in terms of qualified leaders in society, presidents, kings, whatever it may be, is meant, the whole system of varna and ashrama actually is meant to gradually elevate one from the lower modes of material nature to the higher modes and actually beyond. Now, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago, has given us a simple and, we could say, quick process by which one can more easily transcend these modes of material nature if one actually fully surrenders to the process of chanting the holy name. So, although, yes, it is true, we are heavily influenced by the lower modes of material nature, especially tamagun, and therefore we are also all in the category of being Shudra in Kali Yuga. However, by the process given by the acharyas, one is not meant to remain a Shudra. And you refer to whether there's a larger plan. Actually, there is. In one of our Puranas, and this is mentioned by our acharyas as well, that with the advent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is meant to be a golden era of Satya Yuga. The age of Satya Yuga is meant to become manifest for a period of 10,000 years within the Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is for a duration of 432,000 years and has started only 5,000 years ago. So there are 428,000 years left of Kali Yuga. with the advent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago, the beginning of this golden era, golden period, has begun. And with the advent of Srila Prabhupada taking this process, these teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu outside of India, this has further advanced, so to speak, you see, at a higher level, and facilitated in many ways the realization, you know, because so many, you know, all of these books which are being distributed, the holy name which is being heard in so many countries around the world, so many temples coming up, this is further laying the foundation for, you know, it's part of the Lord's plan to bring about changes within society and to bring about this age, golden age. And Varnashrama Dharma, you see, in practically speaking, in all the yugas, not in the original Satya Yuga, majority of people are brahmanas. And it is said that actually in Satya Yuga, one doesn't need Varnashrama because everyone is in the mode of goodness. But until we come to that platform of reaching the peak, you know, when we will come to reach the peak of Satya Yuga, we may not need Varnashram, but before we do that, we do need Varnashram. Varnashram is meant to help us gradually in a very practical, scientific way to gradually bring the general mass of people to that higher level, higher platform. Of course, mode of goodness is not the perfection of life also. Brahmanism is not the perfection of life. Rather, it is a platform by which one can go beyond and attain what we call the level of pure goodness. Brahmana position is goodness, mode of goodness. But beyond Brahmanical platform, there is a platform of Vaishnavism. Now, Vaishnav means pure goodness, bhakti or devotional service. Yeah? Okay. Yes. Since the mic is very close.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thanks for the lecture and the presentation.
Yes.
Basically, in the modern world, there's a lot of interest in organic farming and organic dairy products.
Yes.
And that is increasing. And so this is some example of how they are upcoming and the devotees who are doing this organic farming and organic dairy. So is there also some scope to sell it in the market so that these societies become self-sustaining in also money sense?
Yes and no. Yes, that our devotees can do organic farming, but there is a major... Well, there are many major misconceptions. One of the major misconceptions of modern society is that agriculture is meant to make money. Agro-business, you see. And we see today those who are doing, you know, organic farming, I mean, organic foods sells, what, 3, 4, 5 times more, fetches more money than ordinary. So the idea is that Vedic culture warns us against, you know, becoming preoccupied in just economic development. Primary goal always needs to be that of self-realization. There are four things: dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. So these four are you know, the first one is dharma, the spiritual, you know, focus needs to be there. For example, ordinarily, I was mentioning a little earlier, ordinarily a family needs one crop of, you know, rice. It is one hectare of rice, I mean 1 hectare of land rather, can bring in, well, depending on the land and various factors, between maybe 4 to 8 tons. I mean, before the British came, India was producing close to, the farmers in India, this is recorded, were producing close to 20 tons of paddy on 1 hectare of land. And nowadays it has come down tremendously. So one family needs only 1 ton of rice to feed itself for 1 year. So now we are producing, you know, with modern technology and Borwell and whatnot, we are extracting huge amounts and creating, of course, all kinds of imbalances. And we are, you know, we are misusing in so many ways material nature. So the idea is that Vedic culture is meant to keep us in a more simplified understanding of what life is all about and to meet our basic necessities. So it is dangerous. I mean, exchange is there, but the primary goal for doing agriculture, for doing organic farming, is not for that purpose. Krishi Goraksha Vanijam. So Vanijam is there, trade, but trade on Krishi, you know, products from the land and products from the cows, you know, different milk products. Exchange on those things. That is the Vanijam, not the kind of business that we see, you know, today, which is highly speculative, highly exploitative as well, all of these things. So normally in viticulture, one has a small amount of land to meet one's family necessities. And one grows a little bit more because one is meant to invite saintly persons, sadhus. One is meant to have, you know, to give away in charity. Householders are meant to give food to to the public, you see. They're meant to celebrate different festivals. So basically, there are two maxims which are very important. Grow only what you need. Grow only what you need. This is for the general, you know, families. And use only what you grow. If we meditate on these two maxims, they are very significant, very profound. So it is a duty, responsibility of government, you know, the government through very simplified tax system, isn't it? One would give according to one's production 20% or maximum, let's say 25%, because the land was given freely, was made available free, not like today. So there are many, many things which are, you know, just like education today has become a commodity. We're selling knowledge. This is not Vedic. This is against Shastra, you see. We are paying teachers. This is not Vedic. You know, Brahmana is meant to give knowledge, but not to just anybody. He will give knowledge to students who are qualified, you see. So education has become a commodity. The whole modern educational system is totally opposite and against the principles that are there in the Vedic culture, and therefore we have what we have. It's you know, Prabhupada speaks about modern education as modern slaughterhouse, sending our students, children to the modern slaughterhouse, and also agriculture. So there are certain things that are never meant to become commodities or that should not be sold. It's going to take us some time to understand these things. Once we know the principles and once we begin to live based on these principles, then our lives will become more simplified and we will be able to begin understanding and realizing this simple phrase given by Srila Prabhupada, simple living and high thinking. Otherwise, now it's like no high thinking, simply living, you know. So, yeah. Simply living, no thinking. No. Yeah. Yeah. So therefore this knowledge from Bhagavad Gita, knowledge from Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing from our acharyas, it is absolutely essential. And that's how, you know, Srinvatam Sukata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Ridantasti Abhadrani Vidunuti Surit Satam. That's how the purification process begins. Yeah? Okay. So we would like to thank all of you for being very attentive students here this evening. And I would like to encourage all of you to continue nicely in your practice of devotional service and your preaching activities as well. And devotees from San Jose can become by their practice and their examples, maybe inspiration for other devotees to also become very active in book distribution and very nicely regulated by having weekly classes and like that. This part of sadhana is very important. We practice sadhana. Most of us, one day, by the mercy of Krishna, will become liberated from this material world through the process of sadhana. Once again, thank you very much. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai Samasta Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki. Gaura Premanandi. We have some literatures here. Sri Krishna Purushottam Prabhu has copies, if anyone. I think you've seen, we have a couple of new publications which have come out. One is called The Science of Daiva Varnashrama, The Science of Daiva Varnashrama. And the other one is called Traditional Education. Education is so important. It's very essential for us to understand the basic principles and concepts of traditional education, where the curriculum is based on our Vedic Shastra, you see, and where we have teachers who are trained as brahmanas, qualified teachers. Education will not give proper result unless we have both qualified teachers. Number one, qualified teacher is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Shamodamas Tapasocham, the nine qualities of a brahmana, and also qualified students. There is such a thing as qualified student. Qualified students need to have three qualities, which are mentioned also in the Bhagavad Gita. Tadviri pranipatena puri prashnena sevaya. That verse is explaining these qualities. So we also have the second edition of the first book we had published on Make Vrindavan Villages. It has some additional... that was the first edition, and there's a second edition, which is not that one. Anyways, yeah, it's outside. Okay, it's Mahaprasade Govindi time, right?